I promised many of you a meditation today accessing your Akashic records, and I apologize, I lied. There's the humor you asked for, Scott. Last night in meditation, and again this morning, something else was shown to me that we needed to do today. And so we are going to do a meditation today for peace. As many of you remember, a year ago in August, Oklahoma was burnt up. We were in exceptional and extreme drought. Our land was parched, our waters were dried, and our souls were just the same. We started a group, many of you here were part of it, where we prayed for cooler temperatures and rain for Oklahoma. Now, sitting a year later, we've received record rainfalls. Our earth is healing, our land is healing, and we know the true power when we set our minds to something and when we pray upon something. I never knew that starting that group for prayer for rain would be so controversial, but it was, and I received a lot of backlash from it. And I asked myself this question: why is it so threatening that we're powerful? And to begin the meditation, I offer you this quote from Marianne Williams from A Return to Love. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. This is a little different for a meditation, I know, but if you wouldn't mind, stand, and please hold hands with the person next to you. This is a meditation where we share in power and we share in oneness. If you are so inclined, kick off your shoes and let your bare feet touch the ground. Feel that power, that grounding pulsing within you. We are gathered here today as a group of light bearers, light holders, and we stand hand in hand in one voice and in one knowing. Feel the presence of those on each side of you. Feel their light. Feel it increase, getting brighter and stronger, as does your own. Feel your breath bringing you more and more to that place of inner power, that place of knowing. As we stand in this room, we invite all other human beings on the planet to join us. And I want you to envision a circle of humans around the globe holding hands just as we are in this room. We are the light holders, the light bearers, and we are the ones to bring change. The love that we share in this space is eternal. It shines brightly and it knows no bounds. I want you to look around this circle around the globe. I want you to see people from every culture, every country, every ethnicity, every religion, both genders. See all the diversity spread around Mother Earth. Now we're going to start stripping away some of those differences. We're going to forget country. No one belongs to any country. We belong to Earth. There is no ethnicity. There's no hair color. There's no skin color. Keep stripping away these illusions, these layers of facade, the things that seem to trick us into thinking that there is separation. From the bare feet to the top of our heads, we are in the human life expression, every single one of us. Regardless of the color of our skin, our eyes, our hair, regardless of the culture or religion we were raised in, we strip all of that illusion away and we come down to this, the core, the seed of God. It is that seed of God that unites us, that brings us together. And right now, that seed of God is holding a powerful and meaningful place on this planet. These are brothers and sisters. These are our fellow human beings, and we are the same. Just as your right hand comes together with your left, beings from all over this planet right now are joining in a shared space of peace. The seed of God in your heart right now is expanding, growing, becoming more bright, more beautiful, and more powerful. It becomes so big that it leaves your heart chakra and it expands out into this globe that we are encircling. Feel this peaceful light of God touching every living being, every leader, every politician. Every soul that struggles right now is feeling this warmth, the power of peace and the power of love. And we, the light holders, are going to hold this with such unwavering faith and knowing that even those that are in the darkest corners and in the darkest place, they find their way back because they see the light. They see what we hold. And we will not give up. We will not stop shining our light. And we will not back down and we will not cower because we do not fear our light. We embrace it in its wholeness. We embrace the seed of God within us and everyone else because that is our job. Sacred beings of light, I salute you. Hold this energy as long as you desire and know that you can return to this time and place any time of your choosing. For it is within you, within your soul, and you are one. Namaste.